Who would have thought that an innocent children's song could be used as a torture device? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be right back after this song. Alrighty, guys, welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It's Friday, September 23rd, 2022, and we just heard Oh My Girl with Shark. Now, we all know the song, Baby Shark, do-do-do-do-do-do. Now, it is, after all, the most viewed video on YouTube with over 11 billion views to date. But the seemingly innocent children's song has been allegedly used as a torture device. Well, at least according to an inmate at an Oklahoma jail who filed a lawsuit against his jailer saying they forced him to listen to the song repeatedly on end. I'm sorry, I know a lot of people like this song and it's a very popular song, but if I was tortured to listen to the song all day on repeat, oh my goodness. Now, the case made international headlines when John Basco and three other inmates filed it last year for a previous stint that they did back in 2019. They claimed that two former detention officers at the Oklahoma County Detention Center made them listen to Baby Shark blaring out on repeat occasionally for 4 hours on end. Oh no, thank you. While they stood handcuffed to the wall of a visitation room. Now, a 2020 investigation reportedly confirmed the inmates had been disciplined in this way, and the two detention officers were fired and charged with misdemeanor counts of cruelty to a prisoner and conspiracy. Well, in another twist to the story, Basco, who had been booked into the jail recently over a drug trafficking complaint, was found dead in his cell last week, while the investigation into the torture events at the jail is still going on. Now, we don't know what the cause of his death is, but something sounds fishy, don't you think? As the case just lost its most important witness. Apparently, Basco's death marked the 14th death of an inmate at the jail just this year. 14 deaths? I wonder what's going on at that jail. We're going to have to find out. I'm going to have to do some studies on that. But for now, we have a great song. We have I Did with Villain Dies.
One step at a time, there was a villain. Who is villain?
That was I Did with Villain Dies, and you guys are tuning into K-Pop Connection. Now, today is Friday, so we have Peter coming in the studio for Vibes 1 to 5 in just a bit. But before that, we have a song break. We have N-Mix with Dice and Simon Dominic with TTFU. Would you like coffee or a tea? Now, you guys know that this is our daily segment, Coffee or Tea, where we wind you down or, you know, uplift you, whatever you prefer. And today's Friday, so obviously a lot of people are going to be going out. So hopefully you chose coffee. Anyways, we are going to talk about anything and everything to spark a conversation. Now, thanks to popular period dramas like Daejeon-gun and just the fact that more historical artifacts and records survive from the Joseon era, we probably know a lot more about Joseon era cuisine and what people ate during that time compared to other historical periods in the past. But did you ever wonder what the cuisines and food cultures of other ancient Korean kingdoms were like? There's one exhibition that can be helpful, of course, to satisfy that curiosity. To learn more about the flavors and table settings of the Goryeo Kingdom, where many things considered typically Korean, like the name of the nation, date back to, you can visit the Elegance and Flavor, Imagining the Culinary Culture of Goryeo exhibit taking place at Adam Jigi Center in Seoul. Now, the exhibit is divided into two sections. One attempts to show the food and beverages of Goryeo, while the other recreates table settings of the time. Now, to create tableware, Adam Jigi invited 10 artists who work with metal, glass, wood, and ceramics to present artworks inspired by Goryeo culture and its celadon so that dishes from 1,000 years back still look appealing to people today. For the food, the center's Michelin-starred restaurant Onji recreated foods that would have been served at restaurants, bars, and tea houses that lined the streets of Pyeonglang-do, Goryeo Dynasty's main international port located west of its capital, Kaegyeong, which is today's Kaesong in North Korea. Now, the restaurant said it came up with the recipes after studying Goryeo Dogyeong, which is the first historical record of Goryeo written by envoy Xu Jing of China in 1123, and Goryeo Sa, the main surviving historical record of Goryeo written during King Sejong's reign during the Joseon Dynasty. Now, the exhibit will run until November 15th. For more information, you guys can visit adamjigi.org. Let's take a song break for now. This is Tae with Monologue, and we also have Kim Jae-hwan, Back Then, 그 시절 우리는. 다 잊었다는 거짓말 또 해버렸죠. 내 마음에 그대란 사람.
Vibes
1 to 5.
Welcome to another Vibes 1 to 5. It is Friday, which means Mr. Peter is in the studio right now to introduce his playlist of his top 5 tracks for the week that perfectly fit the mood. And will his choices match the ones that are stuck in your head? We are about to find out right now with Peter!
You can call me PTB today.
PTB.
That was my DJ nickname when I was
younger.
What's
it stand for? Peter the...
Just Peter Bint. It was terribly uncreative.
What's a T for?
Because like PT, you know, as in P-E-T-E-Y, some people have the nickname, hey, PD, that kind of
so
thing.
Okay, so they took out the vowels.
Yeah, it was just stupid. It didn't mean anything. PTB.
PTB.
Yeah, and I wasn't even a DJ. I would just pretend, because at that time in the UK, do you know garage music? Like from the
garage
UK.
Music, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
way back.
Like kind of British hip hop, but not quite. And really.
Oh, garage music was considered British hip hop?
Yeah, like the British version. Like, I think garage music in America, maybe a garage band or something like
that. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's completely different. It was like our version of dance / hip hop rap music in like the late 90s. And everyone wanted to be a DJ or an MC. Anyway,
so that's reason why you came up with the initial. Did you come up with PTB or your friends?
Yeah, my friends wouldn't have done that to me.
So
I did
you called yourself PTB?
Yeah, I said, I'm the DJ PTB. And they'd be can you even like do any deck things? And I was like, no, I don't even have any LPs. I was terrible.
Well, that's weird that you came up with that because today's topic is acronyms.
There you go.
And you guys, we learned an acronym that you're never going to need in the future, PTB, because it's nothing pretty much.
It's terrible. I didn't release any songs. Did you ever have an acronym for your like nickname or anything, Brian?
Not really.
No.
I don't think I did.
Yeah, the one for your initials really doesn't fly very well, does it? And I've seen people in Korea.
BGJ, that's my initials. What is on your mind?
No, sir? Because I have seen in Korea sometimes people will just do their initials and then their surname. So B and then a J and then a Lee, something like that. And I've been like, I don't think that works. Or is it just a childish thing? Like the adults in the West, would they just be like, oh, that's fine. Maybe I'm just a bit childish. I think so. I think Brian's also childish. You're also laughing.
I feel like everybody in life, if you want to stay young, the key to staying young, the key to feel young is to keep those childish thoughts in your head. And I hate it when people are like, oh my God, act your age. Oh my gosh, you're so immature. I'm like, oh, you're so mature? It shows physically. I'm sorry that you look like a 90-year-old woman or a 90-year-old man just
that's
because
a good comeback.
You want to feel mature. I hate
like that
comment. But there are places and times in life where you need to act a different way.
Mm.
But when you're with your friends,
be
young at heart. Just be a goofball.
You're right. If you're like at a funeral or a business meeting, you're not going to be like that,
exactly.
Right? As long as you can keep it in check there.
Read the room.
All right. I love it.
There
Good.
You go.
Good.
Okay. PTB in the house, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
DJ PTB.
Well, I'm sorry to this first group who, you know, are legends in K-pop, but I think my acronym is even better than theirs, what theirs stands for.
Okay.
G-O-D. We love G-O-D.
And I love how you call them legends, where we debuted the same year as them.
You are legendary Brian.
I am young at heart.
A living legend. Let's say that.
Y-A-H. I'm like, yeah!
Okay.
Young at heart.
Young at heart. I like that phrase. Uh-huh. But you know what G-O-D stands for?
Of course.
Groove Overdose.
Yeah.
Come on, PTB. Better than Groove Overdose, no?
No, because PTB doesn't stand for anything.
Yeah,
there's
but
a difference.
That's better than standing for Groove Overdose. No,
okay,
no?
Let's come up with a name for you right now before we play the song.
Okay.
PTB. Oh, actually, let's put it out there. For all you listeners right now, today is September 23rd.
It's a good challenge.
We're going to give you until next week to give us PTB acronym names for Peter.
And something along the lines of like Groove Overdose, something a bit cheesy.
Something old school K-pop name is like High Five of Teenagers.
Yes.
Or actually, SES isn't really a bad name because that's the initials of their group.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
C, Eugene, and Shu.
That's actually a good one. Yeah.
So PTB, y'all.
All right.
Come up with something creative. Give us a message on our DMs, our Book of Faces, whatever, our discussion board.
You'll
and
get
then,
a prize.
I don't know if you get a prize. I don't think you make that decision. I think the producer makes a decision.
I will give you half the profits from my first K-pop single. Okay?
You came out a K-pop single?
No. Once I've got the name, I'll be successful, right?
Oh, I was going to say, I was going to just call you that name from now on.
Okay, that's good as well. Yeah.
All right. There you go. So get involved right now. And as we say that, we're going to play the first song that Peter brought with him.
It's my favorite G.O.D. track.
Is this the favorite track from G.O.D.?
It's a bit childish, but I love it.
Okay, it's about their fan club, obviously.
Yeah.
Which was another thing that annoyed us.
Oh, really?
Because Fly to the Sky, our fan club colors were sky blue.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That is a bit annoying then.
Yes.
I'm sorry
and
for bringing this in.
Since they came out sky blue, we had to change ours because they debuted like a few months earlier
than us. Oh, really?
So they went for sky blue, so we had to go with baby blue, which is basically the same thing.
That is the same thing.
Exactly.
It sounds cuter though, baby blue. I like that.
I'm a baby. All right, here you guys go. This is G-O-D as well as G-O-D in Korean, or known as Groove Overdose, Sky Blue Balloon. 하늘색 풍선. Okay, I'm a cheerleader now. That was G. Oh, the Groove Overdose with blue or sky blue balloon. 하늘색 풍선. We're back in the studio right now. We're going to go to our number 4 and number 3 tracks that Peter brought with him for acronyms.
Wait, I've just come up with a good like kind of example for our listeners.
For your own name.
Yeah, for KTB, okay? I think you'll love this. I think the listeners will love this. You'll probably just choose this because it's so true. Potential top boy.
But you're not a boy. You're a man.
My boy. Like, he's young at heart. Wasn't that the message like 5 seconds ago?
Okay, potential top boy. Okay. Yep. Okay.
Sounds kind of cheesy.
My reaction, you guys can sense it through my tone.
Underwhelming.
Yes. Please come up with something more creative and keep it PG-13.
Yes,
don't make
please.
It too crazy because obviously we won't read it out here anyway. All right.
Let's get on to acronym number 2.
Okay, which is?
And from here on out, actually, I thought, I could also do songs that are acronyms as well as the groups.
Okay.
So both are acronyms now.
For this group especially.
I'll do you a little test as well.
Okay.
So SF9 is the group.
Okay.
Any idea what the SF is for there?
Sun Face 9. I think of like SPF.
Yes.
SF. Science Fiction 9.
That's what it usually stands for, right? When you say SF in Korea and abroad.
In the States.
Sensational Feeling 9. They've got 9 members. They give you sensational feelings.
Oh, I thought it meant like because of the 9, like sensational feeling makes you feel like you're on cloud 9.
Maybe that's a hidden meaning that even the creators didn't pick up on. Maybe they did. I don't know.
And if they
actually
didn't and they say, what Brian said on the radio show, we're going to go with that.
Yep.
Then my bank account number, I will wire it or send it to you. There you go.
It's got some 9s in it as well, that
exactly.
bank account number. And the song, the acronym, we'll start off with an easy one, KO.
Okay.
What do we think that stands for?
Well, if you've ever watched boxing,
yes.
you know it stands for knockout.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this song is full of energy. The music video is a bit like fighty in it as well. It's really kind of inspirational. Not quite like Eye of the Tiger Rocky style, but approaching that kind of vibe.
Okay.
The next one, pretty tricky, I thought. 3YE is the group name, and I wonder if any of our listeners know what that acronym stands for. Well, actually, they probably will, because the Korean pronunciation of this gives it away completely.
3YE?
Yeah. What would spring to mind there? 3YE?
3YE? Young...
Egos.
Egos, there you go. Maybe they have egos of their own.
No, it stands for third eye, which is what they're called in Korean, actually.
Oh,
they just go by.
If you flip the E, it turns to a three.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. So third eye. And isn't that a thing in like meditation and stuff? Like having that third eye on your forehead, which is like.
I thought like that was a
sixth eye. The all see. It might be a sixth sense, perhaps.
I'm thinking sixth sense.
Third eye, sixth sense.
Right.
I'm not
thinking
sure.
Haley Joel Osment in the sixth sense when he sees dead people. That's what I'm thinking. Because it is almost October, which means Halloween is coming up, and I've been ready since like 2 weeks ago watching I watch one horror movie or horror-related TV show every day. That's
really?
Halloween. After Halloween, it goes straight to Christmas films.
I got a good recommendation for you and
listeners.
Oh,
you better tell me now, because everyone knows I love horror.
But I don't know if you've seen this, because it's not a new one, but it's by M. Night Shyamalan, who did Sixth Sense, right? You know, and he kind of went through
I've seen it, because I've seen all the M. Night Shyamalans.
Did you see, what is it called? The Visit.
Of course, with the grandparents.
Yes, that is so good.
It's creepy.
Yeah,
that scene when she's like scratching the door in the hallway.
Oh man. Woo! Okay.
The PD's looking at us like, I'm not watching that movie.
All right, we need to do a Halloween playlist coming up.
We'll do that. Yes. Okay. When October comes around. Yes.
Third Eye, 3YE. The song. I wonder if you can guess the acronym for this, or is it an acronym in social media? I wonder. OOMM.
Oom.
That's what us.
I would have thought like
Ajashis would think.
Like a sound of music or something. Is that an Ajashi thing to do? Is it read it out like that?
I think so.
I'm sorry.
It's meant to be out of my mind.
I would have thought it was like the Korean version of like the Black Eyed Pea song.
Gotta get that.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Okay, but it means out of my mind.
There you go.
Okay.
And
okay,
the song is really groovy. I like that. Out of all the actual songs musically, that's my favorite on this playlist of acronyms.
Okay. Well, today is the topic of acronyms, and Peter brought great songs. And we're going to get into his number four and number three tracks. Number four is SF9 with KO, and number three is Third Eye or Third Eye with Out of My Mind. So let's check those songs out, and we'll be right back. Mitcha, Mitcha, KO, Knocked Up, Take It, Over, Nine, Somewhere, Mitcha, Mitcha, KO, Knocked Up. Alrighty, guys, we just heard SF9 KO and Third Eye with OOMM or Out of My Mind. And we're going to move on to his number two and number one tracks. And number two is?
80s. Or...
That's not an acronym, is it?
That is also an acronym.
No, I thought the name of the group was 80s.
Yeah, but it does stand for something. I wonder.
I thought it was like, oh, that he's such a tease. Like, she's a tease. That
it
kind
would
of deal.
Work on that level as well. I wonder if they had some like English speaker coming up with that, but I doubt it.
So what's it stand for?
A... Teenager Z. So they've taken the T from teenager, T-E-E, and Z.
Is that really an acronym?
Doesn't really. It's a bit loose
T-E-E
with the definition.
T-E-E isn't really a... You did a bad job. So we need to fire Peter, guys.
Their group namer who should be fired, right? I don't like it either. I'm just presenting the info.
So I think PTB is going to be Peter Two Bottom. So you're back at the bottom.
Oh, no.
You're going to have to start from square one and...
All right. I'll give you a better definition of ATs, okay?
Okay.
That they also put in kind of brackets or parentheses. It also means like A to Z, we include everyone.
What's the T-E-E, though?
I don't know. They were saying that teenagers are in there as well somewhere.
Teenager and
to
Z.
Yeah. So A to Z.
Oh, or like the Z generation. Is that a thing?
Maybe.
I know MZ generation, but it's Z generation.
We can interpret it how we like. And then even better,
okay. The
song title is a funky acronym. Do you know what HALA stands for? H-A-L-A. HALA HALA is the song title.
Do HALA back, baby.
Like a holla holla. Again, I think that's only us older folk that know what that means. In this case, it means the H is hearts, A is awakened, L is live, A is alive. Hearts Awakened, Live Alive.
So is this something that's always been around, or did they make it up like YOLO?
Yeah, I don't think this is a YOLO thing, right? It doesn't sound quite as... Hearts Awakened, Live Alive. Is that a thing? I don't think so. I'm not that old to have completely missed this one, surely.
But that'd be... I'm sorry, I'm not trying to bust on ATs with a songwriter. I'm just confused is all.
Me too.
Holla. Hearts Awakened, Live Alive. Obviously, you're going to live alive. You don't live dead. So... Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Because there's maybe, so many people who have opinions online.
Maybe it's kind of like the YOLO vibe, though. I think you're right. Maybe like live alive. Don't just live a life where you kind of feel like you're sleepwalking or zombieing through it. Yeah. Live alive and awaken your heart somehow. Let's interpret it like that anyway.
Okay. That's how we interpret it.
And then the last one, number one, is Daya.
Okay.
And I think we say this in Korean, don't we?
Is it short for diamond?
Yeah, I think we use that
in
Korean, right? No, but it is also an acronym.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Do it amazing.
Do it amazing. Not do it amazingly, but
no.
Do it amazing?
Do it amazing. Yeah, that's what.
That makes no sense.
And their fan group is AID, Daya backwards, A-I-D.
So is there another acronym for AID?
No, but I think they're talking about, you know, AID being like, you know, charity to, like, giving aid to another country, that kind of thing.
Not like Asian individual dancers or something, or...
That would be great as well. Why don't we come up with that? We'll send that into
Daya. I'm taking my hat off right now because I'm totally confused with today's topic. I'm sorry.
And the last acronym is the song title here. GMGN. And there's a hashtag in front of that, actually, for this song. So it's getting really out there. Hashtag GMGN. What
does
that
say? Good morning, good night.
Oh, well done, Brian. Yeah.
Okay, I only read your script.
Okay. Well, you cheated a little bit there. But that's a great way to sign off, I think, isn't it? You know, if you say good night, that's a good old-fashioned way for me to say good night. And that's all, folks. Good night. That's kind of how I wanted to say goodbye. So that's why I chose
it. Well, what if you're saying good, that's all, folks, to somebody during the afternoon?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It doesn't work then, does it?
It should have done.
But we broadcast, like, in the evening.
G-A-G-N.
Depending on what time it is, right?
I'm going to come up with a single. G-M-G-A. Because it could be the afternoon.
Okay.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night.
Then you'd pronounce that.
Or G-E, good evening. Or another G-M.
Okay.
Good midnight. That makes no sense at all. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm just going off topic right now.
This is why Daya did it and not us.
Exactly. There you go.
Well, it's time for me to say goodbye. PTB, I'm looking forward
now
to the answers next time.
To say goodbye to PETEY.
Oh, that's quite good. Potential top boy, remember?
Potential top boy. Yeah. Or poor teasing.
Teasing. Bum.
Brilliance.
Brilliance.
Makes no sense at all, y'all.
Love
like
it.
I said.
Like many of these.
I'm going to come up with one, too. So if I come up with a cool one, I think the producer's going to give me a gift. And I'm just going to hint to her what gift I want.
Okay.
A nice bottle of red wine.
Oh, that's
a Cabernet
delicious.
Sauvignon, a Bordeaux, or, you know, one of those.
To share with Merlot. Potential top boy. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get some Korean barbecues and have some wine.
Yay.
We still have to have a hoeshik.
Oh,
but
yes.
Y'all don't know, if you live in the States, there's this thing called hoeshik in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it's literally, you get a group of people you work with, and
yep.
you just have a, you know, a sit around, you have some eats, you have some drinks, and you chit chat, have a good time for like a business gathering.
You have like a YOLO.
Yeah, like a YOLO at that moment. And sometimes it gets tame, and sometimes it gets really cray cray.
It can indeed. Holla, holla.
We're hoping that Karen, myself, Sophia, producer, Peter, and maybe my manager can go get some drinks and, you know, get our drunk on.
Absolutely. That sounds
good. We're all adults here.
Good morning, good night.
Exactly. Mic drop. There you go. With no further ado, we're going to say goodbye to Peter. He's going to come back next week with great songs, of course.
I promise. Goodbye. But
goodbye, Peter. And for now, we got two great songs for you guys. This is ATG with Holla Holla and Dia or Daya with hashtag GMGN. Good morning and good night. That's all the time that we have for today. Once again, we're going to be wrapping up with the song Daya with GMGN. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.